Neil, it is finally here. Next week when we do this segment, it'll be crack analysis. All right, so now let's do some great guessing. So what's your great guess going in with the Steelers sitting at 24? Do they, A, stay at 24, and B, if they do, who do they get?
I think they stay at 24, and I'm going to say this. I think the player they take is not somebody we are going to often discuss leading into this. I think that the range of guys that they could take is wide enough leading into this draft that the consensus, I would say the consensus is probably Najee Harris.
Right.
I think that that's gotten the most buzz. That's gotten the most chatter to this point, and I think it makes the most sense. I think you can connect the most dots with that. I think, though, Harris is going to be gone. I think there's enough interest surrounding him by teams that have multiple first-round picks. And this is kind of the key thing here. If you look at it financially, if you've got two first-round picks, that's a pretty substantial amount of salary that you're going to have to pay. And if you look at Pittsburgh and the situation they're in, right before this call, and I think that this led in very well to what I'm saying, they announced, well, through Ian Rappaport, he reported that the Steelers have picked up the fifth-year option of free safety Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Right.
They have another fifth-year option outstanding for their other safety. No word on him. If you look at both of those players, I think it's pretty obvious. One, definitely you want to extend. The other one, I think, is probably more of a nice-to-have for where they're trying to go. If you pay market for both of them, you're investing a substantial amount of money into just these two players. Teams, Pittsburgh in particular, wants to be a bit more balanced on how they build their core roster up. And Pittsburgh has only, in this era, once had two safeties working on extensions. That was Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark.
Right.
Beyond that, they've been trying to find adequate replacements to that, a position that they seem to prioritize sometimes, not prioritize other times. But if you look at this from, say, the New York Jets' perspective, who are drafting at 23, and the Miami Dolphins' perspective, who are drafting at 18, these are teams that, certainly for the Jets, are pretty much devoid of anything resembling an offensive weapon at this point.
Right.
If the Steelers have a need for a running back, the Jets have a need for a running back, and both of them are teams that Le'Veon Bell used to play on. Maybe there's a connection there. I don't know. But they don't want to pay necessarily two first round picks on extensions at the same time. Miami also has like 14 picks or whatever it is. They'd have a lot of guys that they'd need to pay. So they can pursue a running back from the perspective that maybe this position isn't fungible over a longer period of time. Maybe we can get 5 years out of him after his option. Maybe we can tag him at a pretty low rate the way running backs are going. The tag's not worth much. That's 6 years out of a running back. Maybe his career is over by that point. It doesn't really matter. If we got six quality years out of him, and we were able to build up our team in the direction that we are, the way that we have been under Brian Flores, who's done a phenomenal job in Miami to this point.
Yes, he has.
I think Harris has just as much value to them than anybody else, simply because of that. They don't need to worry so much about a long-term investment in the guy. I think the Steelers need a playmaker out of their backfield. I think Harris can fit that to some degree, but I don't think he's going to be there at 24. And looking at 9 trillion different mock drafts, I spent the better part of today talking to people about this. More and more people are suggesting the idea that maybe the Jets could snare him at 23, or maybe the Dolphins just take him at 18. But the odds of him being on the board aren't as high as I think what they thought it was going to be earlier on in this process. So with that, who do you identify if you're the Steelers? Fun fact, I think we talked about this last week, the Steelers have not drafted an offensive tackle in the first round since 1996.
Right.
Maybe they're that embittered over the Jermaine Stephens disaster that they just completely avoid the position there for this long. But that's noticeable. You know, you really can't ignore that if you're talking about the draft with the Steelers. Every single year, though, every pundit always tells me they're going to take a tackle. It's like, okay, well, when they do, I'll believe it. They don't do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who's there. They avoid it. They don't do it. And it's not as if they've had horrible play out of the tackle position in that time. They've had some really good ones in there. They just get them out of nowhere. Alejandro Villanueva finishes up his time with the Steelers after having played, I think, pretty much every position on a football field between college and a couple brief cups of coffee with teams before he landed in Pittsburgh. He ended up being a very serviceable tackle. Kelvin Beachum was a seventh-round draft pick, drafted as a guard, played center first. He was a third tight end. Then he was a Pro Bowl-level tackle in the year that he got in Pittsburgh. They can find guys that can play the position, and they can develop them. They count on that. They do look at the interior offensive line, though. We've seen them take a center. We've seen them take a guard in the first round. That center just retired. I'm not sure if there's a center that they want at 24. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them looking at perhaps a linebacker, which isn't a position I think that people would expect. There are going to be some of them that fall. It's not Zaven Collins. If you look at a guy like J.O.K. out of Notre Dame, there are players who are going to be well worth the 24th pick that might not be at the most significant position of need. But at the same time, it's hard to say that you really want to trot Mickey Spillane out there again. You know, Robert Spillane is not the greatest athlete on the team. Vince Williams clearly wasn't enough for them to pay him the salary that they agreed to pay him initially. There's no long-term options next to Devin Bush right now. Wouldn't be surprised if they looked at that simply because the guys who are going to be there are going to be really good. One thing I know, they're not going to take a free safety. That's safe. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think pretty much anything is on the board here. So my extremely long-winded answer is, I don't know. I think you can go a bunch of different ways with it, but it's not going to be the guy everyone's going to expect, minutes, hours before the draft.